Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The concerns of the day, the issues of the day, the people are talking about, what's going on today. Those are all things that are in the hopper for us to discuss on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Let me be more specific with my enunciation, Jay. The Doug Stephan Good Day program. How's that? Jay Kirshner is here. Isn't that good? Yeah, right. There's so much stuff. I've determined that I want to really try to start an hour, each hour, as many hours as I can, with good news, because there's horror everywhere. And who wants to start with the rehash of, well, there is some new stuff, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, on the Roe v. Wade front. There's new stuff going on in Ukraine. But first, here's Cindy Lauper's nonprofit that's fighting homelessness among LGBTQ young people. So if you go back to 2008, Cindy founded her nonprofit because she learned of one really staggering statistic. 40% of the over 4 million young people experiencing homelessness identify as LGBTQ. There's something about that that I don't like. Lesbian, gay, bi, queer, what's the T stand for? Trans.
Transgender. Okay,
yeah. So it was called, as it started, True Colors United, based on her song, True Colors, which is, in my mind, a fabulous song. I've always loved Cyndi Lauper for all kinds
her
of reasons.
Her voice is so unusual, and it's so perfect.
And the stories she sings about are fabulous. So this organization offers free training, resources on how to meet the needs of young people experiencing homelessness who are in that category. It is, according to Cindy, a pretty staggering issue. So they advocate to ensure that the young people experiencing homelessness are included and protected in all efforts to end homelessness. So is there prejudice? One would wonder about their, you know, you look at what the Republicans are aiming at, or I shouldn't say at the Republicans, what's going on the court, the focus. They won't leave. This is what always happens. Okay, so you got a victory, right? They feel like they have a victory in Roe v. Wade. So now, what are they going to do? They're going to try to reintroduce prayer in the public schools. That's the next step. And then there are a bunch of other things that they've talked about. The Supreme Court actually ruled in the case of Kennedy versus Bremerton that public school officials violate the First Amendment, the First Amendment rights of a high school coach named Joe Kennedy, when they fired him in the wake of a controversy. Remember this stemming from his
praying? His whole thing was after the football games, he would go to the 50-yard line, drop to his knee, and pray. He wasn't trying to get the kids to pray or lead in prayer. It was just his own personal thing, mm-hmm. and he was fired because of it. And the Supreme Court has ruled in his favor that, yes, he is, in fact, allowed to go and pray if he so chooses to do so.
And I guess that I would go along with that, although I think that the timing of all of this stuff, at least the announcements and the way they're just going to pile on like, but in this circumstances, I think that they're right. It doesn't make any difference whether, why would you, the other side of it is, what would motivate you to fire the guy because he prays? Now, in terms of prayer in public schools, this was a high school football coach. And so the high school determines that they want to separate prayer because it's not proper in the public schools. But this isn't him praying to the boys. He wasn't praying with the boys.
Yeah, or making his team all take a knee, and he's not leading them in prayer. However, there are some religious and conservative groups who are looking to reintroduce prayer in public schools.
Not a good
idea. This specific case is not that case.
No. But there are other things that they're trying to cook up that would, you know, bring things around to being upsetting at a time when we have enough to upset us. And now, because of what Clarence Thomas seems to have done as the leader, he seems to have come out of Roe v. Wade as the leader of the pack. Not, you know, there's a lot of discussion, I think we touched on it a little bit yesterday, about John Roberts kind of being marginalized, pushed out of the way, because they got five conservative right-wing justices, so who needs John Roberts? We'll figure out things on our own and push them through and further divide the country, which they're not thinking about. They're just thinking about themselves and their quote-unquote mission. It ought to be that their mission. I think that, frankly, I'd be impeaching the two who lied before the Senate committee when they said Roe v. Wade was, what was the, there was a phrase that was used, established law or something like that. Do you remember what the phrase was?
Yeah, I can't remember the exact thing, but that was the sentiment for sure.
Yeah, right. But anyway, they haven't started with those two. They're impeaching, or they want to try to impeach Clarence Thomas. You got 350,000 signatures for that at the moment. The group is called Move On.
And that's not even regarding Roe v. Wade. That's regarding January 6th.
Yes, with his wife and all that other stuff. Yeah. He doesn't belong. I think there are going to be a lot of arguments. I never thought he belonged on the court. I always thought he was a weak link. There were too many things. It wasn't about Anita Harris. It was Anita Thomas. It wasn't about her even. It was just his general attitude. And then, you know, he would point to everybody, well, he's a black conservative. That's why they're trying to get him. No, I don't think they're trying to. I think they're trying to get him because he's not. And then we get into the argument, what's qualified. In my mind, there were a lot better. And I think that I've said that pretty much along the line. For whoever's been appointed, it seemed the easy way out was to find somebody who politically met the desires of the people in charge at the time, whether it was left of center, right of center, instead of trying to find the best person in the country. Nah, we'll go find somebody who's a right winger or a left wing lunatic.
Their own political party.
Yeah. When's the last time? I was trying to think of the really good people who were on the court when I first learned about it, when I first studied the Supreme Court. In high school and college, at the time, you know, people like Warren Berger, there were, I come up with a few names, but it just seemed, these people are supposed to be quiet behind the scenes kind of doing this stuff, not out in everybody's face. Anyway, would you start to say?
I was just going to point out with Clarence Thomas, it's kind of more so regarding his wife and the fact that she apparently was, one of the people actively urging the White House to overturn election results, also leading up to January 6th and the fact that he did not recuse himself. That's why everybody's looking to have him impeached or to have him make the choice himself to pull away from being.
Well, he won't because a Supreme Court has promised that he'll stay on for 43 years because he says liberals ruined his wife, his life. Well, maybe his wife, too. His life, first 43 years before he got on the court, his life was miserable because he was a black conservative and liberals can't stand that. So he promised to spend 43 years making the left's life miserable.
Why does
like
everybody
that?
Have to be put into a box? It's like you're either this. If you're not this, then you're that. There's no in between. You can't have conservative liberals and you can't have liberal conservatives, apparently. Yet we all personally, if you think about it and you have these conversations with the people in your lives, we all do know those people.
Well, we all ought to, you know, in the perfect world, if Doug Steffen were king, the world would have people deciding things based on its merits and not on the political influences or ramifications. This is a good idea. This is not a good idea. And I say that because that's the way I want the rest of the world to be like me. And then I sound just like them. Republicans want or the right wingers want the rest of the world to be like them. I used to work for a guy ran a radio station in Boston, and the guy who owned it would continually tell me the world would be a better place if everybody was a Catholic and a Republican. Yeah, that'll fix everything. So in his mind, that was the way to go. Until he found out that a lot of his priest friends were involved in the pedophile ring, and then it pretty much destroyed his world. That was the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a moment, a surprise hearing for the January 6th panel. Get to that after this.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
18 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So, those of you who are fans of the January 6th panel for whatever the reason, yeah, let's go get them, or no, leave us alone, there's a surprise hearing, Jay, that supposedly is going to present new evidence that has been just obtained, raising expectations of sort of a bombshell into this investigation. The hearing is scheduled for 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Interesting.
Yep. Congress
sounds so salacious.
Well, they all left on a well-deserved 2-week vacation, so they say. Now they're coming back again, at least the people on the panel. Subject of the hearings is unclear. Dun-dun-dun-dun. So it'll be something about Trump, you can be sure of that, obviously, because that's their whole focus. And
or it'll be something about a Trump supporter or the Trump opposition. Right. Some way, shape, or form, his name will be mentioned.
So if we were doing what a lot of other stations would do here, they'd go back over all the things that have been said, all the things that have been done, all the things go through the purpose of the committee. I'm not interested in that. I'm just telling you that for the purposes, it'll be interesting to see who's the focus. Is it Trump? Is it somebody that's in there? Footage of Trump and the inner circle that were taken before and after January 6th. There was a British filmmaker in there named Alex Holder. Did you hear that? And he has apparently complied with the subpoena to turn over all of the footage that he shot in the final weeks of the reelection campaign and of the Trump presidency.
Oh, wow. I bet there's some stuff in there.
I bet there is, too. I think you can almost count on that. So anyway, that'll be later on today and see what cooks after that. It's 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
From Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. As kid comes to the farm, never been there before. And he starts telling me about how I have to do something in a particular way. And I've been doing it the right way, which wasn't his way, for a long time. And I just said to him, hey, I'm not going to do what you're suggesting. He says, well, on page 46, look right here. This is what it says you're supposed to do. All he knows is what he reads on page 46. You know, maybe the average person says, I don't need to know that. Well, you know, there's a little more to it than that.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Gossip time, social media time, trending time, Jay, with Ben Affleck's son in the spotlight as he has a very interesting driving lesson.
We'll talk about
what he learned at 10, driving a fairly expensive automobile right after this.
Message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
I was thinking of getting you this Napa Cabernet.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
I was talking to the Cabernet.
Love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
All right, so Ben Affleck's son is 10. This is his son with Jennifer Garner. He was out with his son, and he said to his son, okay, kid, get into the car and let's try it out.
Right? This is totally one of those clickbait stories. Like, all of the headlines were Ben Affleck's son in Lamborghini accident. And at the beginning of the story, and the eyewitnesses on the scene say that he was given permission to sit in the front seat, and for some reason he flipped it in reverse and hit the car behind him, hit the Beamer behind him. This was a luxury rental luxury car rental dealership.
I know exactly where it is on Lincoln. As you're going into Santa Monica, there's a big store there, and they have all these fancy-dancy cars.
Yeah, like the exotics and stuff. Oh, yeah. And, right. But the people who work there were like, that's not what happened at all. We have a really small lot. The cars are all parked really close together, pretty much almost touching. Some of them are skimming each other. And when he got in the car, it just kind of jiggled the car for a moment and just kind
much
of bumped
ado
into the BMW.
About nothing.
Exactly.
Which is what
neither car sustained any damage. He gets out of the car. He looks at the back. Ben Affleck's giving him a hug, like, it's okay, nothing's wrong. And even the people that worked there were like, no, they continue to browse joyfully, and we will welcome them back anytime they want to come back.
Well, this is the kind of stuff. The reason I didn't want to tell the story because of what it was all about, because it was about nothing. What I wanted to tell the story about is as an example of, as you suggested, clickbait, where something is made out of nothing because it's Ben Affleck's son. If it had been your son or my son, no one would have said boo. But because there is the star involved and everybody's going, ooh, 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 it's Ben Affleck. And so what is that kid going to grow up feeling? What sort of... What, does he have a normal life?
Oh,
or does he not have a normal life?
Yeah, you have to think of all of their kids, because he has three kids with Jennifer Garner. J-Lo has two kids with Mark Anthony. And I don't know. You would hope that maybe they have enough of a solid foundation that their kids may understand what's going on, but they are protected in a sense. One never knows. But if the media outlets want to be like, hey, we haven't talked about Ben Affleck and Jennifer
for a while.
Well, like, just say that they were at a rental car dealership.
That's it.
They were spotted.
28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors has announced it will invest more than $81 million into the company's global technical center in Warren, Michigan. The Celeste IQ will be the first production vehicle to be built at GM's Global Technical Center, the center of the company's engineering and design efforts since the inauguration in May 1956. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Shipping materials that aren't one size fits all.
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. And this week, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. military is reporting a drone strike in Syria's Idlib province killed a senior leader of an al-Qaeda-aligned terrorist group on Monday. Abu al-Yemeni, a senior leader for Haras al-Din, was traveling alone on a motorcycle at the time of the strike. 46 migrants were found dead in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday. Law enforcement officials said 16 others, 12 adults and 4 children, were taken to local hospitals with heat-related injuries. Police Chief William McManus.
A worker works in one of the buildings up here behind me, heard a cry for help, came out to investigate, found a trailer with the doors partially open, opened them up to take a look, and found a number of deceased individuals inside.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Former Washington State football coach Joe Kennedy on Newsmax shortly after his prayer victory at the Supreme Court.
Well, this morning it was a mixed emotions. It's like, what is really happening? And it totally has not settled all the way in, but it's a big sigh of relief knowing that the hard part's over and we can all move forward now.
Mr. Kennedy's special counsel, First Liberty Institute's Hiram Sasser Esquire.
Yeah, look, it was really tough. I mean, we had to lose, I think, five times before we finally arrived at the Supreme Court. It's been 7 years of a lot of litigation. And ultimately, we ended up with an opinion that sounds a lot like our initial demand letter from 7 years ago. But hopefully now we'll be able to, meet with the school district, get all the remaining issues resolved, and get Coach back on the field this fall.
The largest private landowner in California is closing its forests to the public indefinitely beginning on July 1st. Sierra Pacific Industries, one of the biggest lumber companies in America, owns over 2 million acres of forested land across California, Washington, and Oregon. The company, which is headquartered in Anderson, California, says the public can usually use the land for hiking, permitted fishing, hunting, and cross-country skiing. But starting Friday, they're cutting all that off due to extreme drought and wildfire conditions. My name is Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
See what we can do to make it a great day, better day, good day. I'm Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirshner is here with me as we reassure you that the world is okay. I know some of you are looking across the room, some of you are looking down the hallway, some of you are looking through a window, and you're thinking, oh, what is... And you may be looking from inside out. Some of you may be looking from outside in. It's
ooh.
Yeah,
any other
ooh,
options?
Yeah. Well, you could be under the window, I suppose. It could be open. You could be looking up at the stars in the sky, the moon up above, the think all love, because this is love month, right? Weddings, June. Everybody, I never did understand.
Yeah, there are a lot
Why?
Of June weddings.
Why is there? What's the thing about June?
I don't know. Is it nicer weather?
There's
less chance of rain. Is that a possibility? It's warmer, but it's not crazy hot like July and August.
Yeah, okay, maybe. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out why there's so many June weddings.
I'm not a marriage person, so I don't make much difference. Okay, let's get to three or four things that will be distressing to hear and talk about, including the stacks of bodies that were in the back of that truck that was on the border. 46 people dead in a truck in Texas. here we go again. People trying to get across the border. We'll do anything to get across the border. So how is it that there are 46 people that are basically cooked inside a tractor trailer? That's really what happened to them. They were in, they couldn't get out.
Yeah.
This is the continuation of human smuggling across the border, a result of really bad policy. And so here we have the unnecessary death. They were right around the, they were right on the border next to railroad tracks. This is the southern, the outskirts of town, very remote area in San Antonio. Not, well, yeah, it was, they had gotten further along than a lot of them do. There were, in the truck, there were 62 people, 46 of them dead, 16 alive, barely.
And heat stroke. Like a tractor trailer you see driving down the road.
A truck.
Just to paint the picture of how many people were smashed together in that truck to begin with.
Yep. It's a 53-foot trailer. So each person had a foot, basically, or less, of the trailer. Elongated. So, anyway, apparently, according to the doctors and the medical people and the sheriff on the scene, the bodies were so hot, they couldn't be touched. Imagine? They were so hot, they couldn't be trucked. They were in a refrigerated truck, but the AC didn't work. And apparently either nobody paid any attention to it, or they didn't care. So here we go. They had ridden in the truck about 160 miles up from the Mexican border, 103 degrees in very high humidity there. So what do you expect is going to happen? Apparently, there was the truck was parked along the road, and somebody from the sheriff's office or the police department drove by the trailer and heard somebody yelling inside the trailer. So they opened the doors and looked inside, and there you, that's what you get. They're looking at the, this is the largest incident of its kind in this area. There have been others. You've heard stories about these things happening across the border. And so what are we doing? Well, how are we enforcing? This is another, I find it despicable, frankly. Not only the way that this happened and the fact that it happened, but that there's so little attention being given. I think that's one of the biggest problems these people who are in charge now have.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing
Aren't there
an
weigh
awful,
stations that trucks always have to stop at every...
No, not really.
Every so long, no.
It depends on the state. Some states have weight station, W-E-I-G-H-T, weight stations to check the weight of the truck. But I don't know enough about what the Texas laws are, and I haven't driven. I'm trying to remember now that you asked that question. I've driven across Texas on Interstate 10 dozens of times back and forth from the East Coast to the West Coast. And I don't remember, it was, you know, stopping. Sometimes I stop along the way to get the dog a pee, or you just stop to take a quick nap, or whatever it is. But I don't remember seeing weigh stations. There probably are. Most states have them. So whatever it is, this is on Biden, I think, and I don't like to point fingers, but there's no policy. The hardline immigration policies of Trump were extreme, and then now let everybody in, that's extreme as well. Doesn't work. It's not acceptable. It shouldn't be going on. Here's another one. This is 21 teenagers dead at a South African nightclub. They are, this was 21. They were underage.
Yeah,
the end of school.
They just ranged from 13 to 17.
In a nightclub where you're supposed to be 21 years of age to get in, right? So,
I believe it is 18 in 18. South Africa. You have to be 18 to consume alcohol.
Okay.
But they have different nightclubs where it can be kids can come, or there's special teen nights where people can go.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's. There was a report, police were getting reports a little after 4 a.m. that there were lifeless bodies everywhere. And they walked into that grim scene, and they are still doing toxicology reports. It didn't appear that there was any sign of anything physical. But they're saying they don't know if they ingested something, if there was something in the air, and that toxicology could take a while, they're saying, as well. But yeah, these kids, they were celebrating the end of the school year. They were celebrating.
Were they drinking? Relaxing. Were they doing drugs? What were they? There was hookah stuff, apparently, at the party.
Yeah, hookah is more of the flavored tobacco, but there could have been something laced with it. There could have been something mixed with the alcohol. At this place, Ennio Benny Tavern.
This is in Cape Town, which is a very upscale city.
Yeah,
Cape Town's probably the most affluent city.
Yeah, they apparently have had issues of underage drinking, and people have been trying to get them shut down. So that could be it with I don't know, some kind of poisoned alcohol or laced drugs, or who knows. But again, they were celebrating relaxed COVID restrictions, and there was a DJ's birthday, and it was the end of the school year, and it was just supposed to be end of mid-year exams. And it was just
one
supposed to be a celebration, and so many ended up dead.
One of the things that will be an issue here is whether they were black kids or white kids, because they're still in South Africa, even though it's the law of the land to have to be open and everything. You know, there's no more segregation after Mandela, but there still is. They're separate. Make no mistake. Life is still there, a lot like it was before. The end of apartheid. So it'll just be interesting to see what was the situation. All right, so here's the third one. The hat trick in the horror news was what happened yesterday in the shopping mall in Ukraine. Those no good bastards, the Russians, dropped a missile on top of a shopping mall. There were thousands of civilians inside it. 16 people were killed. That bastard Putin, why is he still alive? Why is he still breathing air? Why is he still in charge? Why is there not something being done to get rid of him, both in his country, either in his country or outside? Why is this continuing months after months? Why?
Clearly, this mall, it was not anything regarded to military. It was nowhere near any place that was of military importance. Everybody is calling it straight-up terror attack, and that's true. And apparently, the Kremlin is saying that they're still standing by. They have not caused harm or death to any of the civilians.
That's like this is the Nazis. We're going after the Nazis. Bull crap. It's despicable. And the fact that kids your age and younger think that Putin is on the right path because they believe that they've gone into Ukraine to get rid of Nazis. And again, this is lack of education. This is directed education. This is the city and the state controlling what these people learn, not how to think, but what to think. The indoctrination is sickening. And then you wonder how much of that stuff remembering back to when the Nazis did take over Germany and Austria and much of Western Europe. What sort of indoctrination were they getting? Remember the kids and their Nazi, what do they call it, the Nazi youth? And the burning of books and those sorts of things that people get behind. The psychology, you know, today I was talking to somebody over the weekend who was who has a place. Actually, an American who has a home in Munich. I've been there. It's a beautiful city, very old. Well, it isn't old anymore because it got destroyed, so it's been pretty much completely rebuilt. But I asked this couple when we were talking, what's the feel, what's the flavor of life in Munich like? And they both said, almost at the same time, guilt. That Germans today still feel guilty about, and it's obvious that they feel guilty about what happened during the Nazi era. Isn't that interesting? Here we are, 70 years later, 80 years after it all began? Well, it actually started in 90 years. Hitler started in the 30s in Austria and then peeled over into Germany. And so it was 90 years ago. And the outcome of the war over in 1946, all the trials and that sort of thing, but that was still 70, almost 80 years ago. And there still is guilt. I wonder about that. It just,
that's
a national psyche.
never going to get over. No. They talk about in hospice care, anybody who was there and on the German side, how they're dying and with their last days, when people are dying, they start to see people or they see things. There's a lot of hallucinations, and a lot of times they'll see the faces again of the people they killed. Some have discussed, hospice nurses have discussed people saying that they're seeing the children. The children are here to get them, and they don't want to go with them. And it's just, what people went through and what people are going through. And with Ukraine and Russia, this isn't the first attack on civilians. It's like they don't want people trying to live their normal lives or trying to live some sense of normalcy there. But also there was that theater in Mariupol, that theater strike where people were seeking shelter. And it even stated that there were kids in there, people seeking shelter. Like that was, it's so heartless.
Yep. So it tells you something about their psyche for sure. In a moment, there's something being recalled at Costco you should know about right after this.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This Cabernet is sure to take your burgers to the next level.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. With the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Calling all dinosaur fans, Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
If you are a shopper at Costco and you have bought an umbrella there lately, hold on to your hat, or maybe hold on to your umbrella. Apparently,
or don't. Put the umbrella down.
Yeah. I wonder how this happened. Hundreds of thousands of umbrellas that have been sold at Costco have been recalled because they could explode into fire. How in the world? How do you get a fire out of an umbrella?
These have LED lights on them, and so the battery, something about the battery is getting overheated. Like 400,000 of these umbrellas, they're 10-foot solar LED market umbrellas, which Costco sells exclusively. So if you have one of these, you got it at Costco. They have all been recalled. There has been quite a few issues of them, but one person actually was injured.
Bring them back. Get your money back. That's what to do. It's 10 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Show.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm going to save that for next hour. All right, let's get it 53 past the hour to our farm, food, and family information for today. Jay, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It is the 4th of July. Hi, we were just talking about it. Hard to believe that the high point for some of the summer, it isn't really because it's the beginning of the summer, is the July 4th weekend. July 4th actually is next, what is it, Sunday, I think, isn't it? It's Monday.
Yeah, this weekend is, wow, 4th of July weekend. That's just,
yep.
June feels like it's going really slow, but when you point in
really?
That
it's
Independence Day weekend this weekend, that's kind of like, wait, what? Whiplash.
What do you call it? Do you call it Independence Day or July 4th? What do you call it?
I call it both. They're interchangeable.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll be on the air, by the way, on July 4th here with the Doug Steffen Good Day program, just in case you're planning on doing something to escape from our clutches. We're here. All right, so we're going to pay $69.68 on average for the cookout. Cheeseburgers, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Pork chops? Who has pork chops?
I saw that. I was wondering that, too. I did not know pork chops was a big celebration thing.
Uh-huh. Chicken breasts,
hot dogs, chicken breasts,
potato salad, strawberries, ice cream, yep. Okay, so the Farm Bureau says the average cost for 10 people at a barbecue or a cookout, do you call it a barbecue or a cookout? What do you call it?
I call it a cookout.
Cookout, yeah. Some people call it a barbecue. Anyway, $69.68 on average, so that's $7 a head. Cost for the cookout up 17% from last year. Obviously, we have a problem with supply chain disruptions, that sort of stuff. Are you buying from the local farmer? Are you still going to the grocery store? The people who grow the food have to get more, and but it's not that they're getting more, it's the transportation cost. That's why you buy local. Go to a local butcher shop. Don't go to the grocery store. Go to the local butcher shop, if you will.
And things taste so much better when they're locally sourced. Yeah. So
and the
much
farmers
better.
That, yeah, now there's plenty of stuff around. It depends on where you are in the country. Corn in the Northeast, not ready for the earliest, is like a week or 10-day period away. But a lot of other places in the country, you got the corn that you want. There's nothing more interesting than cooking corn on the grill. I remember discovering that once. I'm not a big cookout person because I don't like to eat meat. And so it's hard to cook stuff. But I've had some portobello mushrooms that were cooked on a grill. It was pretty yummy.
Grilled veggies are so good. So good.
Yeah, well, you marinate them. Here I am. Here I sound like I'm a chef. No, Chef Boyard Doug isn't. He's not interested in cook. I cook because I need to eat. I'm not fixated on, you know, doing stuff. But I do. I marinated a piece of fish last night. It's pretty good. I overcooked it, but it tasted good. It's a little rubbery.
Oh, yikes. What kind of fish?
Just a white fish, little haddock that I have. I like white fish, frankly. So if I'm going to eat it, I'll eat stuff like that. Or a lobster. I do like lobster.
Ooh, lobster's lobster really rolls. Good. Have you ever smoked fish? Oh, smoked fish is so
I don't
so
smoke
good.
Anything. What are you talking about? I don't smoke. Smoking's bad for you. Yes, right. So anyway, there are a lot of volunteer shoppers who are going around checking on the cost of things. A couple of pounds of ground beef, $11, up 36% from last year. A couple of pounds of boneless chicken breasts, $8.99 a pound. That's 33% more than it cost last year. Beans, pork and beans, up 33%. Look at all this, up 30%. This stuff, lemonade. It's 22% more expensive this year than it was last year. Let's see. Potato salad, 19% more expensive this year than it was last year. Hamburger bun, 16% more expensive. Ice cream, 10% more expensive than last year. Chocolate chip cookies, 7% more. Strawberries, 16% more. Let's see here. Cheese, 13%. Let's look at all this stuff. Look out below. Going to be expensive. Okay, so that's the cost of the July 4th cookout. And it depends. If it's really hot, there are a lot of people just going to the beach, or if you got a place on the place, or you own a place, that's a good place for a cookout. And a lot of people have in their backyards, but if it's really hot, it just sounds like misery to me.
Exactly. Cookouts are much better for the fall.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, when it's cooler. Yes. Ah, what a great idea. Why didn't I think of that? Thank you, Jay. That's why she's here, folks, to give us good ideas. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.